Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Dylan's hanging out behind the glass. We do have my Mack drop coming up in a moment. There is something so unappetizing being sold at concessions this MLB postseason. I don't know. Maybe not to you guys, but we're going to talk about it.
Yeah, I would say you and I have different palates when it comes to things like that, but I'd be curious. I'm curious to hear what it is.
I'm hungry right now, so anything sounds good.
I was going to say the same thing, dude. I was like, I wish I could head to McDonald's right now.
Get ready to be very hungry or to lose your appetite.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say about the Mac drop.
Enough. Yeah,
all
right. Enough. I'm prepared.
All right, here we go. Auburn is moving their home game against Baylor next season to Atlanta for the Aflac kickoff game. This move is expected to earn up to $5 million in NIL opportunities.
I think, first of all, I've seen the entire – this is all kind of coming full circle for me. I got to tell you, I was involved in the first Chick-fil-A kickoff classic back in 2008 when we faced off with Clemson. We played a neutral site game the year before against Florida State in Jacksonville in 2007. And we started – Nick Saban was one of the first people to start taking these opportunities to play these games because it got regional exposure. It got us on TV. And it also allowed you, you know, to get in front of recruits more often. And that was what he was trying to take advantage of. He's like, man, the recruits, you know, this big national scene in week one, we're not shying away from Clemson. And then we did it again in 2009. We played Virginia Tech to open the season down at the Chick-fil-A Kickoff Classic. So it's funny to watch it all because you started seeing it go away.
Mm-hmm.
These neutral site games, for a couple of years there, it was like there's one in Orlando, there's one in Houston, there's one in New Orleans, there's one in Atlanta, there's one in Charlotte. And everybody was playing in them. And then you started realizing, you know, it'd be really nice to get some of these recruits at your home stadium. It would be really nice to kind of, you know, have college game day in your own campus. It would be nice to sign up for these home and away series with these other opponents. And teams started doing that. And now with NIL, not only NIL, but the 9-game conference schedule that you're going to see start being implemented in the SEC, they're going to start going away again. Like, you're just going to have to start drawing those things back. But, man, the money that is available, kudos to Auburn, the money that is available to do this now is a big deal. It just is. And it's not going in the pockets of the TV companies as much as now it's going to be in the pockets of, obviously, the players involved.
So you think even still with these NIL opportunities that are going to come with these neutral site games, you still think neutral site games are going to be more of a thing of the past?
I do, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I think they'll be more of a thing of the past. You just can't, like, think about it. You're going to play 9 conference games, and I know that a lot of these conferences now have these where you have to play the 10th Power 4 game or whatever it may be.
Right.
There's just not room for it, man. There's not going to be room for it on the schedule. Now, maybe those are neutral site games when you sign up for these Power 4 opponents, but I think a couple of these teams have already canceled some of their home-and-home series. So I don't know. I guess it could work itself in a circle.
The one thing I will say, I feel like if there are going to be more neutral site games, I can only see them happening – with the like opening games. It only feels like,
yeah,
because
sure.
Once you get into the meat of it, you're not obviously going to want to have a neutral site game in the middle of your season. Like, yeah, that just doesn't make sense. Could you also see, and I know this is also kind of a thing already for bowl games, but for the non-college football playoff bowl games, could you see this kind of thing implemented as well?
What do you mean? To where they're paying out players?
Yeah.
Oh, they're going to have to.
Okay.
No, yeah. They're going to have to. Yeah. This is going to have to be part of the contracts with the players. The players are signing. And you know, having some of these conversations about NIL contracts with people that know way more than me, I didn't realize that there were buyouts to the extent there are, where if players are transferring to other teams that they're now paying these buyouts and having to pay these buyouts back to the school. So there's a lot of intrigue and interest there. But I do believe, And when I say these things are a thing of the past, you're going to still have the Chick-fil-A kickoff classic games in places like Atlanta. But you got to understand, 10 years ago, this was happening in Dallas, Houston, New Orleans, Orlando. It was all over the place. Mm-hmm. Everybody was playing one of these. And I just don't think it'll go back to that extent with the amount of conference games you're going to have to play coming up in the near future. But, you know, I think that you're going to see it maybe more tacked on the end. I think you'll see more Georgia Tech type situations where some of these you know, rivalry games go neutral site. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be shocked to see that, like a Clemson, South Carolina playing in Charlotte, that kind of thing. So, you know, we'll see what happens there.
Kentucky coach Mark Stoops is denying that he talked with schools about a possible buyout after his loss to Georgia. Just for clarity, he is making $8.6 million a year, signed his deal in November of 22. It runs through 31, and Kentucky would owe Mark 75% of the salary if they wanted to make a change.
I don't even know where to start with this. And for anybody that's not understanding this, Mark Stoops was leaving to go to Texas A&M 2 years ago. He just was. Like, he was. And what happened is they kind of leaked that out, and Texas A&M did the thing where they kind of floated his name, and Texas A&M fans revolted against having him as the head coach, and so they backed away from that. And they were like, and so now he had to tuck tail and go back to Kentucky and say, oh, you know what? I wasn't ever going to go there. I'm going to stay here in Lexington. I love it here. It was going to be a bad situation from then on, because at Kentucky, that is just a school that it feels impossible to win long-term at. It just is. It's a basketball school. They know it's a basketball school. He gets frustrated about it. You know, he does his Kentucky sports radio show where he's sitting there just arguing with fans. It just, it's a bad situation, man. And you knew this kind of thing was coming out. And I wouldn't be shocked. If I was him, I would be negotiating a buyout.
Really?
I would do the same thing for him. If I was James Franklin, I'd be doing the same thing. The situation in college football has changed since all these guys took these jobs. It takes somebody that's willing to really, I don't want to say beg players to stay, but you have to coach at a different kind of volume than you used to.
So you don't believe him?
No, I don't believe him. I don't believe him when he said he wanted to be at Kentucky all along. I don't believe anything he's talking about. I don't. I mean, like, come on, man. Like, if I were him and I was in this situation with the way NIL is, and especially at that school where all the money's going to basketball, and, you know, the expectations around this football team and the SEC slate that you have to play, and knowing that he was trying to get out of there 2 years ago, yeah, I'd negotiate a buyout. The only other option is, and this is why maybe he doesn't want this public, is that he just coaches bad enough to get fired, and they have to pay him the full buyout anyways. Yeah. You know, so what's the upside of being like, yeah, I mean, he's going to get fired. He's going to get fired. I don't know when it is. Maybe it's this year. Maybe it's next year. Maybe it's next week. I don't know. He's going to get fired. I would be trying to negotiate my way out of there as well.
He's just hanging on long enough to say, hey, I stuck in there. They got rid of me. I didn't ask to leave. They got rid of me.
And dude, let's be honest. We all love Sam Pittman. He did the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be real, man. That, like, Sam Pittman is an old school guy just like this. And Sam Pittman was never going to be cut out for the NIL era. He just wasn't. He's a great recruiter. But when you go to a place like Arkansas and Kentucky fits in the same light, you're just not going to be cut out for that, man. And I don't blame Sam Pittman. Sam Pittman, I guarantee you, when he got fired, he went straight to the gas station and bought a case of beer and was like, let's go. It's go time.
Hey.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, come on,
it's
man.
Still
you're not
time,
fooling
baby.
Anybody anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Mark Stoops, I don't believe you, dude. I just don't. And I appreciate you for trying to save face, and I appreciate you for trying to say all the right things. But if I was in his shoes, I'd be negotiating that buyout as well.
Get Thank fired. You. Get that 75%.
I mean, come on, man. Like, what are we doing? Don't lie to me.
And Deion Sanders said he was hurting like crazy after Colorado's loss on Saturday at TCU. He's thinking he has more blood clots in his leg. Had a doctor appointment yesterday to get his health evaluated. We're still waiting to hear results on
terrible
that.
Stuff, man. Terrible stuff. It just is what it is. You just hate that. That's terrifying for a lot of different reasons, because I think a lot of us still hold him in the highest regards in terms of athleticism and everything else. And to see somebody's health kind of falter like that, in such a situation, he's already had the amputation, obviously, and
bladder cancer as well.
It's just awful, man. Yeah, it's just he's been dealing with so many different things. You just hate to see it continue going down that road. And you just hope for the best for them. That's all you can do.
Absolutely.
And when you have those things, too, it's like, man, when is the last thing going to be the last thing? Is like something else going to pop up after this? It's just, it messes with your mental, too, for sure.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt.
Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
All right. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so there is a postseason MLB concession that just gives me the willies.
Okay.
The All right. Seattle Mariners.
I haven't heard willies in a long time. That's good.
So the Seattle Mariners are leaning into their brand, and they are offering a new item. It's the Claws and Caviar. So it consists of Pacific Snow Crab claws served in a caviar creme dip and a souvenir batting helmet. Okay, so you got crab legs sticking out of a batting helmet. That's what you should picture
okay.
right now.
Okay.
Not ice cream, not nachos. You got crab legs.
Crab legs and fish eggs. What in the world?
Disgusting. Like, I'm sure it's great. I'm sure it's great when you start eating it. But then what if you're the person sitting right behind someone that gets it?
Yeah.
They sit it down halfway through the game and it's just sitting there smelling.
What's the temperature in Seattle right now? That was my first question.
That's what we should figure out.
Is it
how big of a fridge they got to keep all this stuff cool and preserved? And you know, that's what I'm wondering.
It's got to be on like a bed of ice.
It's got to be.
It's just like it just can't just come without ice. Well, it's got to have a bed of ice.
And it's on ice right now because Game 3 is in Detroit today, so they won't be serving it today. But I thought I'd bring up some of the most interesting concessions going on this year.
Okay.
We'll see if we make you guys hungry or if you lose your appetite.
Probably
going to
make me hungry.
Okay. So at Soldier Field, they have the Odunze dog. And it's a jalapeno cheddar dog, Italian beef, giardiniera. I think it's a cheese. Spicy Chicago, streets, secret sauce, and cheese crisp crumbles. If you look at it, it's one of those sandwiches you're going to have to eat with a fork and a knife. It's a monstrosity of a sandwich.
Okay. Did you just call a hot dog a sandwich?
I mean,
I'm just playing with it.
But it has so many things on it. I don't even know what to classify it as.
I'd eat it.
I would too. I'm not going to lie to you. It sounds good.
Sounds
to me.
Delicious.
And I do want to take this opportunity. Last week I drove by the new, and it's not open yet, but Portillo's is opening in Kennesaw.
Yes, it is.
Bro. Let me just tell y'all, because it's a Chicago-based chain that serves, obviously, Italian beef. I cannot wait for that place to open its doors.
You and Juan Grant McCauley need to go.
I mean, I am ready to go.
He is the other very excited person about that. All right. So the Broncos at Mile High Stadium, they have the Jackalope Mac Stack. This is a sausage composed of smoked antelope, rabbit, and pork. And it's topped with Flamin' Hot Cheeto dust. Green chili mac and blue corn tortilla and green onion.
Yeah, I'm good on it.
You don't need antelope?
I was good other than the Cheeto dust.
Yeah, the Cheeto dust kind of threw me off. And then, like, I would try, like, the antelope, because I love venison. So I would try the antelope and the rabbit. I'm sure that would be fine. But the hot Cheeto dust and just all the other fixings kind of threw me off
a little
bit.
It sounded kind of like a higher-end food until you said Cheeto dust. And then I was like, I just picture my son, like, just like eating Cheetos, being like, Daddy, I need a napkin.
Right. I got dirty fingers.
Yeah, I got dirty fingers. Help.
I love that it's the Cheeto dust.
I know.
It is the ick for you
what
guys.
What was the ick for you? Well, besides the
antelope. I mean, not the antelope alone, but mixed with rabbit and pork. in sausage form.
See, I would try that. That doesn't turn me off because I think it could be good. I might not like it, and I understand that, but I think I would like it,
it's
though.
It's not like that's not like a nasty meat. Like, no. It's not like we're eating squirrel or something.
Exactly.
Like, those are
good meats. Those are good eats.
So
she's like, yeah.
She's like, yeah. tell it to somebody who's not a vegan.
So I know it's been one of the issues for One Bo Morgan that the Uncrustables are not being seen right now in the transportation for the Falcons. So this is one thing that I think is a cause of that. The Uncrustable Crunch at Arrowhead Stadium. So apparently NFL players notably love Uncrustables.
Yes.
Was this a staple for you, Mike?
It was at the end. And when I was coaching, because it's so that you can get so many calories in after like a workout, it's very simple.
Do you know how many Uncrustables the NFL goes through every single year?
Oh, my God. Ooh. Let me try. Every single year?
Every year.
Hundreds of thousands.
Or you could go for a week.
Okay. I'll go for a week.
I did math on both.
The NFL for a week, 32 teams. Let's just call it, I'm going to say 20,000 a week. Is that crazy?
That's crazy.
Okay, sorry.
Can I guess for the year?
Guess for the year.
700,000.
That's crazy.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Right. We're doing too much.
Yeah, we're doing too much. Yeah.
You're ruining it. No.
Sorry. Taking the punchline.
It's 80,000 per season, 4,000 a week in the NFL.
Wow.
So
that's not as much as I thought it was going to be, though. 4,000 a week, that's 32 teams.
Don't ask me to do math right now.
Yeah, I'm not.
So, but it doesn't seem like enough. That popularity, the Arrowhead Stadium has the Uncrustable Crunch. It's a griddled strawberry Uncrustable topped with fried chicken bites and sour apple slaw.
That doesn't sound that good to me.
Chicken bites on top of a... Yeah, I don't... Yeah, that's too much.
That's
too much.
That's too much on the palate. That's way too much flavor profiles at one time.
That seems like a dinner plate that was divided into three parts. They just shoved all together.
That's a bad wannabe chicken and waffles type deal going on. Yeah, I'm not here for it. Can I also tell y'all a secret? Peanut butter and jelly, not for me.
Wow.
I'll do it like a regular peanut butter, but I'm just not a big jelly fan.
That's crazy.
I'm not a big jelly
fan. Allie, real quick, because I actually want to do the math now. How many? It was 4,000 a week?
4,000 a week.
4,000.
That doesn't seem like that much, man. I thought the numbers
were basically
been well.
Two per NFL player.
So, yeah, it's 125 divided up by each team.
That doesn't sound like per player doesn't sound like much.
But think about people like Dylan who are not eating any. And then you have people like Travis Kelce who are obsessed with them and
they're
probably
like four.
Eat.
And it's over the course of a week, though, you would think. Okay, if every NFL player had one per day, that would be so much more. I don't know. I'd have one a day. If I was still burning that many calories, I'd be knocking out one a day.
I slide you mine every
100%,
day.
Like Scooby teammates, bro. I'd be juggling them things.
You guys would trade in the cafeteria.
Yeah.
Hey, 100%.
Hey, Mike, can I get that smoothie if I give you my Uncrustable?
Right, you know.
Snap.
Coming up, speaking of the NFL, speaking of the Falcons, we are a day closer to the Bills coming to town. What changes to the offense needed to be made ahead of this? It is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.